ahead and start.
Okay. We're on.
So we'll come back
into recording in progress.
All right, got that. So we'll come back into regular session. We met in executive session and had discussion and took no action at that time. So that brings us back into the regular agenda for the meeting. Are there any other items before us that we need to discuss? We did decide that we needed to talk about the meeting date, Sharon.
Okay.
There was a request to change that a little bit and talk a little bit about what we feel the actual work is going to be needed to be done at that meeting, and maybe we can roll some of it right into the regular session as we have done in the past. Trey brought up some of those comments. We should have the majority of the work done on paper. We should have the information compiled. We should have the comments compiled. And so then the discussion would be fairly short, I believe. And Trey thinks that there's enough room within the time schedule on the 10th to just roll it into an executive session there.
Okay.
Is that a correct summary?
Yeah, I think, we haven't put the agenda together yet, but I think, you know, if you guys have enough time to put all that together ahead of time, then it should be a fairly short meeting.
So, Sharon, when normally does that flight come in, like at 5:30?
5 o'clock. I think I think this year is 5:01.
Okay. So then I know we have the budget presentation. Is that correct, Trey? So that'll be fairly lengthy.
Yeah.
It will be.
And having did that, run the meeting. I know we'll have an advertised time, but you can always lay in there that and extend it as needed if we get into a situation where we have to go a little bit longer. If that's not a problem.
And the budget usually takes a good solid hour or two to get through, and you know, we go through every single item.
Yep. So, is there any other? So let's go ahead and make that decision that we are going to be coming in on the 9th and rolling the executive session into the regular meeting on the 10th.
Okay. Done.
All right.
Yep.
You can do that.
Okay.
Anything else at this particular point in time? I certainly appreciate the board's attention and discussion. Thanks, staff, for all their work. Ed, they did a great job in getting that gate stuff done and moving that project forward in the remoteness that it is. I know there were delays in time and weather and stuff, so I certainly appreciate all the work you're doing. So with that, I guess we could go around and see if there's any closing comments from Steve. You have any closing comments?
No. All good. Right, here.
Thank you. Bob Lynn?
Nope. Just quiet, peaceful on this end.
All right, Doug.
No comments. Good job for the network, both regionally and in town, getting through the windstorm last week. That was, I think we dodged the bullet there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Dick?
Well, I'm missing my sunshine, guys. Let's go home.
All right. Jeremy?
No comments. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, do I have a motion for adjournment? Yes, Joel, go ahead.
Before you adjourn, I'm just going to remind everyone, except Doug, to get your forms back to me, and I will hold on to them confidentially and make sure Bob Severson gets them. So,
do you have mine, Joel?
If you sent it to me, I don't recall that I got it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you got it. I sent it off.
All right. Here, I was just heaping all this praise on Doug, and you should have gotten it too. I'm sorry.
Did you get mine, Michael? Did you get mine?
No.
I'm just kidding. I haven't
no done it.
But at this point, it doesn't matter. Because Bob may be lying too. We don't know.
All right. Well, Joel, if you don't have it, please remind me and I'll send it to you again. And I think it's in an annotate format, so, or PDF. All right, I have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Adjourned.
We have a motion for adjournment. Is there anybody
second.
In second? Thank you very much. Are there anybody that opposes? Hearing and seeing none, then we can stand adjourned. Thank you, guys.